When the tears begin to flood our eyes, still guide.
When this is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Just a Voice, the radio ministry of Global Restoration Ministry. Hi, I'm Pastor Philip Upton. Here at Global Restoration Ministry, our desire is to prepare the body of Christ for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by restoring foundational truths and earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Join us as we go into a word from the Word. Come on, let's go.
Father, we are just beyond grateful, Lord, that you brung us over into 20 and 25. But many of us, oh God, had to make it in on broken pieces. Some of us went through a lot of pain and agony to make it. But Lord, you kept us for such a time as this, for a time and a season where you're ready to turn your attention back to the body of Christ. You said, arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now we know just like the moon has no ability to illuminate itself unless the S-U-N shines on it. And even so, Lord, we reflect the glory of the Lord as the S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness, as Jesus Christ himself. His light, his glory is going to shine on the body of Christ. God said we're entering into a time of purpose and destiny, a time of the miraculous. It's a time for you to put your war clothes on, for you to win a soul for Christ. God's got five crowns that he has available to us. And one of those crowns is called the soul winner's crown. And each one of the jewels is a crown or a soul that you have won. Paul said we were jewels in his crown. The glory of this is we can lay those crowns back at the feet of Jesus and take all the prescribed glory given unto us and give it back unto him, and he shares all of his glory back again with us and make us one with the Father. As we enter into this 2025, God is calling for men and women of standards, those that would not speak one language and live another, those that will commit their life to Christ, those that are ready to say, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. It's not about what you do. It's about what Christ has already done as we enter into a time of the finished works of Christ. This is the year 2025. That means that we got five times the grace on our life. That means that we're going to show up into a time where 2 and 5 equals 7. That means that we're coming to a place of God's rest. It's a place where it's already done. God finished all his works on the 6th day, and on the 7th day, he rested. Not only is he resting because he wasn't tired, that means that the very essence of God rests upon. And the Bible said that the men going to see that you have been called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, because we're going to have the fear of God upon us, because we have the fear or the reverential respect of God in us. Today's message is God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Fear is an unpleasant emotion, and it's caused by the belief that something or someone is dangerous or maybe even likely to cause us pain or even to be a threat. So fear is the apprehension or the worry about something that has not even taken place yet. We create the scenarios in our minds. We hear the news. We listen to the reports about a new virus coming out. We listen to the point, oh, we're going to have so many named storms this year. We listen, oh, well, this nation is going to be in upheaval. If Trump's getting into office, then all hell's going to break loose. We hear all kind of stuff to try to create fear, apprehension, and worry about what the future holds for our lives. But the Bible tells us that our times are in his hands. The footsteps of the righteous, they're ordered by the Lord. God is the one who directs our steps. He is a light unto our pathway. He is the one that takes us and leads us and guides us into all truth for his name's sake. He is the one who is taking care of us. We're not under earthly administrative law. You are under the kingdom rule. Your citizenship is in heaven. You are a king and a priest under God. You operate under a different set of operational rules. We walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. And this year, 2025, God has said it's time for you to wake up and to come into a realization of who you are and whose you are and the presence of God that is in you. God says it's our time. He said darkness is going to cover the land and gross darkness the people. We see it more and more every day. They're talking about food shortages. They're talking about all of the tariffs. No ships are going to come in. All of the trade wars. It's going to be a threat now. Russia's threatening nuclear this, and Israel's cutting up over there. And it's like war and everything is breaking out on every hand. But the good news for the believer is that Jesus said, when you see all of these things come to pass, then look up and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing nigh. It's not doom and gloom for the believer. Now, Jesus told us over in St. John chapter 14, verse 1, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, that's a choice. That's something that you got to do. Either you can be fearful and cling to every negative report that you hear, and always, child, did you hear? It's a new one of these out. Child, did you hear what they said about this? Child, did you hear that? And you're just spreading this thing. When you see trouble arise, the saints of God are supposed to go into the Word of God, pick out a scripture that will contradict the trouble, and say, peace, be still when there's winds and troubling, and the winds and the waves will obey you. When there's obstacles in your way, you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. God said, I've given you ability. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So he said, don't be afraid. We hear a lot of time, well, you know, you pray, as soon as you get to praying, I said, the devil get busy, you got some reprisal. The devil has only one place, and that's not in your head. That should be under your feet. Instead of you worrying about how busy the devil is, the devil ought to be fearing, because he hears the saints of the Most High God coming with the very presence and power of God on the inside of them. And Jesus said, as he is, so are we in this world, and we are in Christ's stead, and we command demonic spirits to leave in the name of Jesus. We call healing in from the north, the south, the east, and the west to replace sickness. And we declare what God says. It is his will that we would live and not die, to declare the word of the Lord. We have to understand who we are. And when we begin to speak the word of God over our own lives, it's something about the frequency of your voice. Quit looking at your inabilities and start declaring your ability. I don't care if you're still in the midst of the mess that you're doing. Change your confession to what you want instead of what you got. Yeah, you may be still on drugs. You may be still out there having difficulties and situations with your mind. But you got to say, I got the mind of Christ. I have a sound mind. You got to say, listen, nothing's going to bound me up. To whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, none of this stuff has control over me. I don't care if I'm in the middle of lighting up a joint. I need to say I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as I begin to confess the word of God, then my behavior will line up with my belief and with my confession. But as long as I keep on confessing what is and what they say, instead of saying what God has said, we're going to find ourselves being snared by the words of our mouth. For by your words are you justified, and by your words you are condemned. So fear is an unpleasant feeling. Anybody ever been afraid of something? Fear has torment. Fear has panic. Fear will cause you to make irrational thoughts. Fear will cause you to do things that are detrimental to your very existence in a moment. Fear and anger works together. And those two are a murderous demon. We've seen so many times when anger gets involved of a situation. But God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Remember, there's a difference between having the fear of God in you and being afraid of God. See, when Adam and Eve sinned, they were afraid and they hid themselves. Over in St. John, Jesus said, this is the condemnation. that light has come into the world, and men prefer darkness rather than light. Neither will they come to the light, lest their deeds be reproved. They were hiding because they knew they were out of step with God. You know, so this people that we have here, they draw nigh me with their mouth, they confess me with their mouth, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God said, give me you. Give me all of you. He doesn't want anything less. He don't want your problems. He don't want your pain. He don't want your needs. He wants you. This is why the Bible said, first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of the things that we want, the things that we need, it'll be added to us. It'll be deposited in our life. So God said, don't have that kind of fear. Over in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever. In Psalm 28:1, it says, the wicked flee with no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lions. Come on, saints, we got to put on courage. We got to know who we are and what we carry. God has given us the whole armor of God. There's not no cheap, chintzy armor. This armor is impenetrable. And when you think about the shield of faith, don't be thinking about a little thing that you hold up in front of you. Look at it as a force field surrounding you all around, protecting you up, down, back, and forth. The enemy can't come in. It will quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. Think about it. We've been having this little bitty shield that we've been trying to mimic what the soldiers wear, and stuff get in at the top and at the bottom. But when you're covered, when you have the protection of God, the enemy can't touch this. You're safe. You're safe in God. And even if the most that the devil can do to you or I is to knock us out of this dirt suit, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And nothing can happen before God's time. I believe that. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And whosoever has it rests satisfied, and he will not be visited by harm. The fear of the Lord leads to life. What are we talking about? The fear of God. That's my daddy. I respect him. I honor him. I know how awesome he is. And ain't no way would I want to break his heart because he loves me with such a great love. I respect my father. I honor my father. I don't dishonor my father. Some parents today, they cuss around their parents. They argue and fight with them toe-to-toe like they're the same size or the same age. They have no respect. Matter of fact, if you let them, they'll control you. But the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, for this is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. I don't care how old you get. I don't care how much you achieve in life. Your mother is still your mother and your father is still your father. And as long as they are alive, they deserve the honor and respect. Well, you don't know. They wasn't that. Listen, they brung you into the world. They didn't have to do that. As long as you got here, you became a candidate for eternal life. And now that you're here, you live according to the law of God and not because of the law of retribution. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth. What you did for me, I'm going to do for you. No, God said, bless them that curse you. Pray for them that would despitefully use you. The Bible said, on your enemies, you heap hot coals of fire. In other words, you kill them with kindness. You win them to the Lord. Why? Because God has forgiven you for everything in your life. Everything. Past, present, and future. And now you got to be willing to forgive anybody of anything. Because that forgiveness frees you up. It causes you to walk in the liberty that Christ has set us free. It allows your prayers to be answered. It removes your sin from your life when you forgive. The Bible says, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of yours. And why is it? Because we still operate under a spirit of fear. Fear and retribution and anger. And I'm going to get you before you get me. Undermining. because I'm afraid you might rise up to where I am and take something I got. Everything's motivated by the spirit of fear, and fear is of the devil. Fear is not of God. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. All of us in this room ought to have Psalm 91 somewhere and have it just about 100% memorized in our mind. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You see, God is a big God. He can cover you. The shade of God is around you. Yeah, I'm under the Almighty. But he said, he, that's just an individual. It's you. And what you get up and do is you make your declaration in the morning. This is going to be the time of decree. Job said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. Make sure you order your words correctly when you make a decree. Make sure you're not speaking from an emotional point where you say something that you can't take back or you want to take back, and now you got to stop it from being in motion and take it back. You know, words are the only thing that you can't really take back. Folks say, I'm sorry, but they still remember. It echoes in their mind the sharpness of your tongue. They remember that, how you cut them to the quick with your mouth. That leaves an emotional scar, and it takes the Spirit of God to heal from that. So we can't go around throwing bitter water. So he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then it's me speaking in the morning, and this is all I really have to say. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Everything else after this is defining what my declaration in the morning has provided for me. Yeah, you signed the insurance clause. Well, listen, you got a whole lot that's going on in insurance. It's going to cover a lot of things. And you need to see everything that it covers. Well, when you get up in the morning and you say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, in him will I trust. When you make that declaration, then Jesus stands up and says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. See, God is getting rid of the spirit of fear. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, sicknesses and diseases that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. Yea, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. God said, my sheep know my voice. I know those who are mine. God knows how to keep his, to remove the righteous and cause the wicked to stand in their stead. Because thou, and why is all this is coming upon you? Why all this blessing? Because thou hast made the Lord, and this is Jesus talking to you. Because thou hast made the Lord, then he says, which is my refuge, the Most High. He's talking about the Father. It's his refuge. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. For they shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet. God has given you this spiritual authority over every satanic and demonic force. Because you, the Bible says this, because you, this is God the Father talking, verse 14. Because he or she has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my great salvation. And all you did was wake up in the morning, stretch, lift your head to the heavens, and say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. And every provision behind that is added to your life. God cares about you. God watches over you. So much that he has given his angels to watch over you. They're called ministering spirits. You're not in this thing alone. 2025, just like there's a lot of demonic manifestation, God got your back. You hear me? God has got your back. Don't worry about alien orbs. Don't worry about the UFO. Those are just demonic spirits and fallen angels. But God has already given you power over all the power of the enemy. You ain't got to worry about that. If Jesus comes back this year, he's coming back for a glorious church. That means he's going to pour his glory out upon you. You're going to be strong and do exploits. God is going to make you bold as a lion, just as we read in the beginning. God is going to strengthen your confidence in him and in the presence of God in you. You're going to have to believe in the power and the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, which God has given unto us, that you and together, you and him together can be activated. Y'all hear them little kids saying, Holy Spirit, activate. Yeah, well, we need activation. We got validation. We need the activation so we can be released into our purpose. God has called us in these last days to deliver the bound, to let the oppressed go free. We see the enemy raising his head on every side. Seems like he's taking ground. But the Bible says that the whole creation is groaning, travailing, waiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God to be about our Father's business, to not to be afraid, not to be hiding, but to be bold as lions. These are the last days. Jesus said, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my heavenly Father. But if you deny me in word or deed, he said, I would also deny you. Some people confess me with their mouth, they honor me with his lips, but their hearts are far from me because their life is totally different from what they say. And we're not talking about some people who may be bound and desiring to be free. We're talking about people with alternative motives, with malicious thoughts that are hypocrites. And see, God can use a hypocrite. He can raise the dead through a hypocrite. If he can speak through a donkey, if he can talk to a jackass, he can talk to us too. We're just as stubborn, just as hard-headed. But his desire is for us to come into a realization to who we are in him. The souls are in the balance. God's only going to use those that are here. You are the chosen generation. You are the ones that God has ordained for such a time as this. So it's time to pull up your pants, put on your war clothes, tighten up your shoestrings, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the lion, the devil is going forth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So this is why you got to be sober, be vigilant, be aware, understand the times that we live in. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. But use the word of God to change things. Speak what you want and not what you have. Allow God to manifest his glory in your life. We had a testimony today. Somebody was down on their knees praying, asking, who was that? Who was that on the prayer line? Or was I talking to somebody earlier? Before they could even get through praying. Matter of fact, there was a guy that was telling me on the phone. He had met this guy at the truck stop. This guy was a bum, like he was homeless. And he wanted him to take a shower. This guy was a truck driver. So, you know, they get access to the shower like at the big truck stops. But this guy didn't have no access because he was homeless. So he was going to try to see if he could get him in. Well, he didn't have any money. So he said, let's pray. So he began to pray. While they was praying, all of a sudden they felt two other hands come up and touch him on the shoulder. Another guy stood with him. When he looked up, it was the manager of the place. He said, don't you worry about it. This young man got a shower waiting for him right now. Took him around. And, you know, God said, listen, while you're yet speaking, I'm going to say, here I am. Things that used to seem like it used to take a long time, God said, try me again. Trust me again. Try it one more time. What you been leaving God for? Maybe the devil told you no, no, no. But continue to stay vigilant and stay strong. Stay resolute in your faith and ask again one more time. But this time when you ask with your voice of authority and command, because you're not really asking God. What you're doing is releasing what God has already given you. Healing is already yours. Prosperity is already yours. Deliverance is already yours. Salvation for your children. Lord, I don't know what you got to do to save them. I don't care if you got to take them to the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, you bring them back here alive and well and praising God. Lord, let them hit the head. If they got to hit the head up against the wall several times, get their attention in the name of Jesus. I refuse to let my children die and go to hell. Lord, I take them off my knee and I place them in your hands and ask you right now, God, to save my children in Jesus' name. I don't even take an assumption that they all good, because I know the flesh and I know me, and I know each and one of our kids has got to make a decision for themselves. They can't come in on your salvation. We can only pray them in so far. They got to make the choice for themselves. Lord, I just thank you for this time that you've given us to go into this message on today, Lord. It's a partial message of God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear has torment. Fear holds us back. Fear will cause us to become disobedient to your word. You'll prompt us to do something, but because of fear, we'll hesitate. We won't do it. We'll try to look for a better time, when God said, now is the time. Because it's not about us. It's all about you, Lord. Help us to represent you, O God, in a way that brings glory and honor to your name. Let us die to ourselves daily, and let us live the rest of our life, whatever portion that might be. Let us live that to the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dr. James, back to you. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton, the Global Restoration Ministry. I want to invite you out to service. We have service over at the Port St. Lucie Community Center every Sunday. That's at 2195 Southeast Oroso Boulevard. Service time is at 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Come on and be a part of our service. If you need to reach me, you can call me at 772-267-1657. Hope to see you there.
May the Lord Jesus be bringing into existence those things that you can't see in your life right now.
For every good thing God is doing within me that I cannot see, amen. And to the healing virtue of Jesus that's flowing in me, amen. For every hope that is still just a dream, by trusting you, Lord, it becomes reality. Jesus, I stake my claim, seal it in faith. I say,
let's say amen.
A dream, yes, by trusting you.